Dictation for Abigail, A-B-B-I-G-A-I-L, Eisen Hath, I-S-E-N-H-A-T-H, April 1367, addressed as a letter to Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Makinsky, M-A-C-H-I-N-S-K-I, 616-391-5211. Dear Dr. Makinsky, consultation for Abigail with abnormal kidney function hasn't seen a doctor for about 10 years with prior normal kidney function in 2015. Now levels are abnormal. She takes no medications at home. Blood pressure in the office is running high. She denies checking blood pressure at home. Weight is stable, physically active, good appetite, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies urinary changes, good volume, no burden, cloudiness of blood, no infection. In the recent past, normal gynecological evaluation, no edema, claudication, no skin rash, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PMD. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, no surgical procedures. Next paragraph, she smoked briefly for about 8 years when she was in her 20s. Very rare alcohol intake. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. No medications, no family history of kidney disease, 4 pregnancy, normal delivery, ages 34, 33, 28, 17. Next paragraph, a prior pulmonary emboli, 2015, briefly anticoagulated, thought to be related to e-cigars, did not have the vein thrombosis. Other past medical history, completely negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 170, 62 inches tall, blood pressure elevated, 160 over 90 on the left, 180 over 100 on the right. Alert, Orientation 4. No skin mucosal abnormalities, no respiratory distress, normal speech, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no carotid Bruch JVD, lungs cardiovascular normal, no abdominal Bruch, no palpable liver spleen ascites, tenderness or masses, no edema non-focal. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries are from November. Creatinine has been consistently elevated, 1.69, 1.71, 1.89. Present GFR will be 30, stage 3B to 4. Normal sodium, upper potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, normal nutrition calcium, normal phosphorus, normal glucose, TTH elevated, 108, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.8. You have done antinuclear antibody being negative, C-reactive protein not elevated. Free light change, a minor increase of kappa. Elevated cholesterol, LDL, negative testing for HIV and hepatitis C, protein creatinine ratio 0.66, albumin creatinine ratio 363, 1 plus of blood in the urine, 1 plus of protein in the urine, I want to mention that back in 2015, there was already documented 3 plus of blood in the urine and 1 plus of protein. In 2015, creatinine was 0.8. Protein electrophoresis, no monoclonal protein. Next paragraph, a recent kidney ultrasound, normal size on the right 10, on the left 9. There is increased echogenicity in both kidneys without obstruction. There are simple cysts. No reported urinary retention. Back in 2015, at the time of pulmonary emboli, normal echo. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Unfortunately, she was not following with a doctor for at least the last 10 years, so it's not clear when the changes happened. There was abnormal urine sample back in 2015 with presence of blood and protein. It's true, this was done at the time of pulmonary emboli and anticoagulation. She very well can have chronic glomerulopathy. If the hematuria was true, the most common type will be IgA nephropathy. Presently, she has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. I'm concerned about the high blood pressure that she believes is related to white coat hypertension, as in other recent testing, gynecological evaluation was normal. At home is also normal. Her blood pressure machine needs to be updated. If there is any doubt if truly blood pressure is running high or not, we will do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. Of course, blood pressure also will be a potential reason for chronic kidney disease, but that will not explain the prior hematuria in 2015. We discussed that we might need to start blood pressure medications if we confirm that blood pressure is persistently elevated and not just in the office. At this moment, she prefers no blood pressure treatment. We discuss about potential renal biopsy to see if there is any potential treatment depending on chronicity as well as acute changes. I'm going to do a more extensive serology including for vasculitis, complement levels. There is a minor degree of kappa light change elevation. The meaning of that to be determined. There is mild degree of anemia, which could represent the advanced renal failure. We will repeat chemistries. She is leaving town for a trip to Virginia for about a week. We will do all testing when she comes back. Also discuss with the patient, end of dictation.